Well, the event that we're hosting on April 25th is really an example of our community impact programming that works to focus on creating a more fair and just political process and really amplify voices across diverse communities. So the premise of the event is to help educate citizens really on the most effective way to engage with our elected officials. And of course, there's also the general civic education component. You know, if you kind of remember back to your days of school when we used to watch Schoolhouse Rock, well, it's kind of like Schoolhouse Rock for adults, really putting participation in our democratic society in a fun, tangible way for people. And the goal overall is really to educate citizens and connect them with the right resources and information to meaningfully participate in our democracy.
Now, you said people can expect to learn tools about effective ways to communicate with mm-hmm. legislators, but also get involved politically. So what exactly can people expect to learn if they show up?
So the event is structured to really kind of give us an overview of the day in the life of an elected official and their political aides. And so there actually will be political aides conducting the event from both the House and the Senate at the federal level. And so they'll kind of take us through what is the day of an elected official and the day of a administrative aid, and what are the ways to get to them the most effectively. They'll also cover the importance of elections, importance of voting from the top level all the way down to our local elections with our school boards, and where we can really find information and how to access the information. Also, you know, how to effectively put in the call to your legislator, how to write that letter to your legislator. And we'll also have action items for future engagement for how to get involved at both the state and federal level with your legislatures. There'll also be work around the House and the Senate, you know, a little bit of education on what both of those bodies do, how they're organized, and really how to navigate the process there.
So is this relevant to people of all political persuasions, given that we seem to be in quite polarized partisan times?
Absolutely. All people are welcome from all walks of life. And, you know, one thing that we really encourage as the Alliance Center is civil discourse and being able to have the patience and the grace and the capacity to engage with people who think differently than you and are different than you. I think that's really one of the ways that we can help to reweave the moral fibers of our society. The presentation, like I said, will be given by administrative aides from both the House and the Senate. And we did put forth extensive effort to make sure that this is a bipartisan event. Ultimately, you know, we just really want people from all walks of life to participate in our civic process. That's truly the only way. The government is really of the people, for the people, and by the people.